Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
The first mystery. A cross is a sign of contradiction. When we say two people can't agree, we say they are at cross purposes. And even as Jesus hung on the cross, he hung between two people who disagreed about him. They disagreed about Jesus because they disagreed about salvation, because they disagreed about life. St. Luke is the one who gives us the story. Now, one of the criminals hanging there reviled Jesus, saying, "Are you not the Messiah? Save yourself and us." The other, however, rebuking him, said in reply, "Have you no fear of God? For you are subject to the same condemnation. And indeed, we have been condemned justly, for the sentence we received corresponds to our crimes, but this man has done nothing wrong." Then he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." And Jesus replied to him, "Amen, I say to you, this day you will be with me in paradise." Two thieves. One wanted to be saved from his situation. The other wanted to be saved from his sins. And one only received the salvation he was looking for. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The second mystery. To the wicked thief, the only thing he was worried about was his external situation, which, admittedly, wasn't very pleasant. His whole life, probably, had been dominated by a desire to improve his situation, to optimize, to get ahead, to find an angle. Well, now here he is, dying hideously, and when he sees Jesus, he probably figures, well, might as well give it a shot. Who knows? Maybe this guy could be my ticket out of here. Anyway, it can't hurt to try. To him, Jesus is just one more person to use, because all he cares about is his situation. All he cares about is improving his external circumstances. And Jesus has nothing to say to him. And the truth is, if that's what we care about, Jesus will have nothing to say to us either. If all we ask God for is to make things better or more convenient for us, or to take away some hassle or some suffering, or just lengthen our lives a little bit, or give us a better standing economically, if that's who Jesus fundamentally is to us, just another avenue for trying to optimize our life situation, then we will be disappointed. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The third mystery. But the other thief realized the truth. He realized that his situation was actually, to a large degree, caused by his sins. Now notice, we don't know what his crime was, and we call him the good thief, but it just says that he was a criminal. But whatever he had done, there's a good case to be made that it didn't warrant crucifixion. I don't care what someone did or what your views are about capital punishment. Even if you think someone needs to be executed, there's absolutely no justification for hideously torturing someone to death. So that good thief could have very reasonably said, "Listen, I haven't been perfect, but for sure I don't deserve this." And don't we say that to God all the time? When we're having financial difficulties or marriage difficulties or health difficulties, aren't we tempted to say, "Listen, I haven't been perfect, but for sure I don't deserve this"? But that's not the right attitude. The right attitude is to say, along with the good thief, "I've been condemned justly, and the sentence corresponds to my crime." Many, many, many of our situations are due to our own sinfulness. Marriage problems, relationship problems, work problems, even sometimes health problems. So many of them could have been avoided, or at least greatly lessened, if we had been more virtuous. And even when our situation doesn't seem to have any direct connection to any sin of ours, maybe we're really being maliciously persecuted, or there's some disease we've innocently contracted. Even then, we know that our sins are such that we deserve worse than we're getting. Sinfulness, ours and other people's, and the sin of the world, is the ultimate cause of all difficult situations. And it's ultimately from sinfulness that we should be asking to be saved. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The fourth mystery. The good thief knew that, at the end of the day, his sin was the problem. What was ruining his life was not that he was crucified. What was ruining his life was that he was a sinner. So what do we think is ruining our life? If we point to circumstances in our external situation, we are on the side of the bad thief. On the contrary, the circumstances of our life, however difficult, provide the opportunity to be saved from sin. Just think, if that good thief hadn't been sentenced to crucifixion, he might never have met Jesus. He would have never met salvation, forgiveness, peace, and the promise of eternal joy on the day of his death. Our circumstances, however difficult, are our opportunity for salvation through Christ. Our circumstances, however difficult, are our opportunity to be saved from our sins. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The fifth mystery. So many people think they'll be happier if they just change their circumstances, or if the people in their circumstances would all change. They think like the bad thief. They don't realize that the thing that's ruining their lives is not their circumstances. It's not the people in their lives. It's their sins. So then, when their circumstances change, they're surprised that they're still unhappy. And that's the point. Our circumstances will change. But that change won't be for the better unless we become less sinful people. In the great cathedral in Orvieto, there's a side chapel dedicated to the relic of the famous Eucharistic miracle. On the wall of that chapel, there's a painting depicting the crucifixion, including the criminals on either side of Jesus. As Jesus dies on the cross, there's an angel carrying the happy soul of the good thief to heaven. But there's a demon yanking the terrified soul of the bad thief out of his mouth. You see, all our situations are temporary. Every external circumstance in this life will change. If we are repentant, that change will mean greater happiness and closeness to Christ and an angel leading a peaceful soul to heaven. If we don't recognize our own sinfulness, the change in external circumstances won't help any. The bad thief did get off the cross, but his suffering didn't end when he did. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Well, Teresa, what captured your attention with this one?
I think St. Dismas is so cool.
Why do you think St. Dismas is so cool?
It's cool to be the patron saint of reformed thieves. It's just a cool story. It's cool. I think, more seriously, this is such an incredible part of Holy Week, because seeing the two thieves to either side of Christ, to me, is the perfect representation of final judgment. It is facing death with Christ before you, and you have two reactions. You either say, I would be lucky that you even remember me, Lord. I only recognize my sin and your goodness, and that's all I want, is for you to remember me. Versus the other one saying, all I want is life. All I want is what I'm leaving behind. I see what's in front of me. I don't care. I want what I had. You stand before Christ and you choose.
Yeah. I have to admit, I constantly fall into the trap of thinking, if my circumstances would just change, then I would be happy.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of saying, well, when we're in bad circumstances, yes, do what you can to change them. But the problem is, we find ourselves in circumstances we either shouldn't or can't change.
Mm-hmm.
And when you shouldn't change them, like a marriage, or you can't change them, like a chronic illness,
mm-hmm.
then we should realize providence has allowed me into this situation for only one reason, for my transformation. And at that point, the only legitimate response is to accept this is the way of our healing.
Because we should be looking at all of those circumstances as a preparation for final judgment. So in all of those situations, you're being presented with the thing you want or Christ.
And shouldn't...
There's a way in all those situations that you will find a deeper love for Christ or a deeper love for things.
Mm. Mm. So for me, when I shouldn't or can't change a situation, it's my opportunity for Christ to heal me and for me to encounter him in a greater way. So I have to really practice as a resolution. What's my resolution? My resolution is, I suppose, in every situation I shouldn't or can't change, to say, or to recognize, Jesus is healing me in this.
Mm.
Otherwise, he would change the situation. Jesus, heal me in this. Jesus is healing and transforming me in this. And then we stop wanting the situation to change. We just want to change. That's the whole crux of the matter is this. Do we want the situation to change, or do we want to change?
I think it also inspires in me a new love for Christ when you can imagine, from the perspective of the good thief, it's the worst day of your entire life. you've been caught doing the worst thing you can possibly imagine, and you've just suffered unimaginably. You've been put upon a cross, and you think this could not get any worse, and you look to the left, and you see the Son of God in the same exact situation as you.
Yeah.
That's the beauty of God suffering with us. In our chronic illness, in struggling marriages, and in whatever agonies we're in, you can look to the side and see Christ suffering in it with you. Because he's not saying, I will just make all of this better, but he's saying, I'm here with you in it. That's pretty crazy.
So maybe if you're in a situation that you shouldn't change or can't change, look to your left. And Christ is there with you. That's a good phrase. Look to your left. Look to your left. That's my resolution. Look to my left. Well, thank you, Teresa.
Thank you.
I'm going to pull up this painting from this chapel in Orvieto and meditate on it.
Yeah.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.